Masechet Baba Batra, Perek He, Mishnah, Yod. In the last two Mishnayot, we'll talk about things that a merchant has to do when it comes to weights. It's a very serious prohibition to have inaccurate weights. You're cheating people if you have that, and you have no way of paying them back. You don't really know who you stole from. People walk into the shop, you charge them for something you weren't supposed to charge them for. You gave them less merchandise than they were entitled to, and you don't really have a way of finding out who they were. So a person has to be very careful that his weights are correct. Mishnah says, Hasiton mekaneach midotav ahat l'shloshim yom. A wholesaler has to wipe down his measures. Let's say he has a container that he measures out wine or oil. Let's say he has a gallon measurement. So he has to wipe down the inside of that container every 30 days. The whole point of that is to make sure that there's nothing dried up within the walls of the container, and that when he's filling up a gallon for somebody, he's giving him an actual gallon, and that there's not less than a gallon in there because things built up, dried up on the inside. So you have to clean it up and wipe it down. Bal habayit ahat l'shnemasar chodesh. A householder, somebody who sells, but it's out of his house. It's not somebody who does a lot of business. He only has to wash it down or wipe it down every 12 months. There's less buildup because he does less business. Therefore, even once a year is considered to be sufficient. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omed hailuf ha-devarim. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel flips it. He says the opposite is true. A wholesaler who's constantly doing business, since he's always using the kelim, his utensils, in order to measure out a gallon of wine for somebody, for example, it's never going to dry up. So therefore, cleaning is not needed as much. Since you're always using it, every time the person pours more wine in, it doesn't allow the wine from the previous use to dry up on the side of the inside of the container. Therefore, there's less nervousness with the wholesaler. So he only has to do every 12 months. But the householder, who's only using it once in a while, and things could dry up in there very easily, has to clean it down and make sure that it's dry inside once every month. Henvani mekaneach midotav pa'amayim b'shabbat. If you have a shopkeeper, he has to wipe down his measures twice a week. A henvani, like we learned in Mishnah Het, doesn't have to tip out the extra 3 drops that he sells from the bottle because he's very busy, he's asuk. Therefore, we say he is somebody who has to be very careful that the liquid doesn't dry up inside of the bottle. He has to wipe it out, wipe it down more often than a wholesaler or a householder. He has to also wash down his weights. You know, he would have on one side of the balance, there would be food, and on the other side would be a certain weight. So they would measure it. He has to wipe it down once a week to make sure that things don't stick to the weight and dry onto them, and therefore it would make it more heavier. And then the person who puts food on top of that would be getting less than he thinks because the weight would be already heavier from whatever was there previously. Umekaneach moznayim al kol mishkal u'mishkal. And he has to also wipe down the pans of the scale after every single time that he weighed something to make sure there's nothing from the previous sale on the pan. He has to wipe it down in order to make sure that there's nothing that's left over there, in order so that he doesn't cheat the next customer.